91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. A Belleville woman is facing charges for drunk driving after someone reported her erratic driving on Station Street. Police were called just before 8 o'clock the last night. On their way to the scene, police were told the driver had stopped and parked at a local business. A witness identified the driver of the erratically driven vehicle. Police determined the woman driver was intoxicated. 52-year-old Patricia Dawson is facing two charges and will attend court on December 1st. Quinney West police are looking for a missing Trenton man. James Solner was last seen at his place of employment at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. 31-year-old Solner is 5'8", 170 pounds, and has blonde brush-cut hair. If you have information about the whereabouts of Solner, contact Quinney Police OPP at 1-888-310-1122. A Brampton man accused of leading police on a pursuit of a stolen truck was remanded for a week during a brief video court appearance this morning. Jason Metis faces a total of 10 charges that include flight from police, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, mischief endangering life, and driving while disqualified. He's due to make another video appearance in Milton next Thursday. Police followed the flatbed truck across southern Ontario for several hours on October 31st before it pulled over near Burlington. Someone claiming to be the killer of a teenager in Armstrong, BC, has sent a letter to Mounties in that North Okanagan town. The Canadian Press's Beth Layton has more.
That suggests the possible further violence against women.
That's Corporal Dan Moskaluk describing the letter that arrived yesterday at the Armstrong RCMP detachment, but Moskaluk can't say much else.
Its content, syntax, the format, how it was received are all details at this time that we are not divulging publicly.
He does say women, especially those in the north and central Okanagan, should be very cautious. 18-year-old Taylor Van Deest died shortly after she was attacked on Halloween night while walking alone through the usually quiet town. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press.
James Murdoch insists he told the truth when he said he knew nothing of widespread phone hacking when he took over at News International in 2008. Murdoch is facing questions from British lawmakers who want to know what he knew about an email that proved that phone hacking at the News of the World tabloid went further than Murdoch's company was admitting at the time. Murdoch says he was kept in the dark.
What never happened is Mr. Crone and Mr. Myler showing me the relevant evidence, explaining to me the relevant evidence and its relevance, or talking about wider spread criminality, the Queen's Counsel's opinion.
When Murdoch appeared before Parliament in July, he insisted he'd been blindsided by the scandal. But his assurances have since been challenged by former lieutenants, senior lawyers, and documentary evidence. That's 91X News to 106. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
In local hockey tonight, the Trenton Golden Hawks are heading down the 401 to battle it out with the Kingston Voyagers. Puck drops at 7. Elsewhere, Brampton is in Oakville, Milton heads to Newmarket, and Buffalo takes on Stouffville. In Empire B action, it's a clash of the top two teams in Division A as the Port Hope Panthers play the Picton Pirates. That game is set to start at 7:30. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in St. Louis to try to put an end to a two-game losing streak. Almost all the Canadian teams are in action tonight. It's Taylor versus Tyler again. Taylor Hall and the Edmonton Oilers visit Taylor Seguin and the Boston Bruins tonight. Hall and Seguin were the two big names in last year's NHL draft. Winnipeg is home to Florida. Montreal visits Phoenix and Vancouver plays at Los Angeles. Oakland and San Diego will kick off this week's NFL action tonight. Both teams start off strong but are now back to the 500 mark. The Raiders have lost two straight since picking up quarterback Carson Palmer. The Chargers have lost three straight after the fastest start in Coach Norv Turner's first-year tenure with San Diego. Representatives for the NBA and the Players Union are back at it today in an attempt to reach a settlement in their labor dispute. The two sides met for more than 12 hours yesterday. Neither side offered many specifics on the talks. Union Director Billy Hunter said the sides never got around to discussing the split of basketball-related income. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with a high of 8. Tonight will be partly cloudy, a low of plus 1. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of plus 5. Saturday, cloudy, a high of 10. It's 7 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Trish Allison, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.